जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियाचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। श्री गुरंग महाप्रभु की जय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत आदि लीला चैप्टर 13, चैप्टर एंटाइटल द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु। सो वी आर हैविंग अ सीरीज ऑफ डिस्कशन क्लासेस ऑन द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु सिंस गौर पूर्णिमा इज कमिंग। सो प्लीज रिसाइट बिहाइंड मी जय श्री चैतन्य चंद्रेरा भक्त चंद्र गान। सबार प्रेम ज्योत्स्नाए उज्ज्वल त्रिभुवान। जय श्री चैतन्य चंद्रेरा भक्त चंद्र गान। सबार प्रेम ज्योत्स्नाए उज्ज्वल त्रिभुवन। जय श्री चैतन्य चंद्रेरा भक्त चंद्र गान। सबार प्रेम ज्योत्स्नाए उज्ज्वल त्रिभुवन। जय श्री चैतन्य चंद्रेरा भक्त चंद्र गान। वार प्रेम ज्योत्स्नाए उज्ज्वल त्रिभुवन। ठीक अच्छा है। माता जी जय श्री चैतन्य चंद्र भक्त चंद्र सवार प्रेम ज्योत्स्ना उज्ज्वल त्रिभुवन। जय ऑल ग्लोरीज श्री चैतन्य ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु चंद्रेर हु इज एज ब्राइट एज द मून। भक्त डिवोटीज चंद्रगण other moons sabar of all of them prem jyotsnai by the full light of love of godhead ujjwal bright tribhuvan all the three worlds translation and purport by his divine grace ac bhakti vedanta swami shila prabhupad All glories to the moons who are the devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. Their bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. Purport. In this verse, we find the moon described as Chandra Gan, which is plural in number. This indicates that there are many moons. In Bhagavad Gita 10.21, the Lord says, Nakshatra Naam Aham Shashi. Among the stars, I am the moon. All the stars are like the moon. Western astronomers consider the stars to be suns, but Vedic astronomers following the Vedic scripture consider them moons. The sun has the ability to shine powerfully and the moons reflect the sunshine and therefore look brilliant. In Chaitanya Charitamrit, Krishna is described to be like the sun. The supreme powerful is the supreme personality of Godhead Sri Krishna or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his devotees are also bright and illuminating because they reflect the supreme sun. The Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya 22:31 states, Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hai Andhkar Yaha Krishna Taha Nahi Mayar Adhikar. Krishna is bright like the sun. As soon as the sun appears, there is no question of darkness or nisans. Similarly, the present verse also describes that by the illumination of all the moons, brightened by the reflection of Krishna's sun, or by the grace of all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the entire world will be illuminated despite the darkness of Kali Yuga. Only the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga, the ignorance of the population of this age. No one else can do so. We therefore wish that all the devotees of Krishna Consciousness Movement may reflect the Supreme Sun and thus dissipate the darkness of the entire world. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Dasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guram Vaishnavamsha हे रूपं जाग्रजातं सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्ता राधा कान्ता नमस्तु ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पंचाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम रामो हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So this is a very special time. The month, there is approximately 1 month between Nityananda Triyodashi and Gaur Purnima. So this is a very special month. We await the appearance of Mahaprabhu. After celebrating the appearance of Nityananda Prabhu, and we sing the glories of the Lord. And during this time, especially I get the opportunity to speak on Chaitanya Charitamrita, because during this time in Vidyapeeth, every year the Chaitanya Charitamrita syllabus begins. So like Feb, March, April, May, these 4 months. So for me the time is even more special from in this regard. So वंदे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंद सहोदितो गौड़ोदय पुष्पवंतो चित्र समदो तमो नदो। लॉर्ड चैतन्य एंड लॉर्ड नित्यानंदा दे आर कंपेयर टू सन एंड मून एंड दे बोथ हैव रिजन टुगेदर ऑन द होराइजन ऑफ गौड़देश बंगाल। सो समवन वाज सेइंग हु इज लाइक द सन हु इज लाइक द मून ऑफ द टू। They both are like the sun and both are like the moon. So this is the comparison given. The Lord, if you see in the many script, in many verses, Lord Krishna is also compared to the sun. Like here, Krishna Surya Sam. Prabhupada quotes the verse. But we understand Krishna Chandra. Right? Madhav Chandra Prabhu's son is Krishna Chandra. So Krishna Chandra, Lord is compared to moon. He is compared to sun. Comparison is given to make the point that how both the sun and the moon, they destroy the darkness. They illuminate our path, they give us the light which is compared to knowledge. So the darkness is destroyed and knowledge is given. Therefore both the comparison are, they are valid and they are significant. But in this particular verse we are discussing, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is compared to the principal moon. Jayo Shri Chaitanya Chandra Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir Chaitanya Chandrera Bhakta Chandragan. The other devotees are also compared to the moon, around the principal moon. Jyotsna, their light is dissipating all the darkness, is illuminating the entire universe. So, as Hari Parshad Prabhu described yesterday, how pure devotional service aims at service to the Supreme Lord, but it also includes service to the devotees. So similarly, we glorify the Supreme Lord and His devotees are equally glorious. So devotees are always glorified, that is Bhagatam. Bhagatam is glorified by Bhagawan and all those devotees who are related with Bhagawan in pure love. So we daily sing this beautiful bhajan by Saramav Bhattacharya, Shri Sachitudashtakam. So we'll discuss a bit about Srila Saramav Bhattacharya in relation to the Supreme Lord. There is a nice comparison drawn of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the moon. In fact, Srila Prabodhanand Saraswati Thakur, who is another great Vaishnava, originally from Sri Sampradaya, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu toured South India, he met Venkata Bhatta in Sri Rangam. And Venkata Bhatta, he accepted the Lord as his spiritual instructor, spiritual teacher, and took instruction from him. Gopal Bhatta Goswami became so much impressed by the Lord that he dedicated himself fully. He is one of the six Goswamis. And Venkata Bhatta's brother, and therefore uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, is Prabodhanand Saraswati Thakur. He has written a book in glorification of the Lord and his book is entitled Sri Chaitanya Chandra Amrit. This is Chaitanya Charita Amrit. His book is Sri Chaitanya Chandra Amrit. So he glorifies the Supreme Lord. Chandra Amrit. So the book is Sri Chaitanya Chandra Amrit. The nectar given by Lord Sri Chaitanya Chandra. The moon like Lord Chaitanya. So he has written a beautiful verse glorifying Lord Chaitanya where he describes the three qualities of moon-like Lord Chaitanya. Antaradvantachayam samasta jagatam unmulayanti hatat premanandara sambudhim nirvadim prodvelayanti balat vishvam shitalayantyativa vikalam chaitanya chandra chata शुष्माकं हृदये चकास्तु चकितं द लास्ट लाइन शश्माकम हृदये चकास्तु चकितम. आई जस्ट कंप्लीट द वर्स. चैतन्यया सो विश्वं शीतलेऽन्त्यतीव विकलं तापत्रयेनानिशं शश्माकं हृदये चकास्तु चकितं चैतन्यचन्द्रच्छता. सो ब्यूटिफुल वर्स वेयर ही सेज थ्री इफेक्ट्स ऑफ मून. फर्स्ट ही डिस्क्राइब्स अंतरध्वांतचयं समस्त जगतां उन्मूलयन्ति हठात्. Lord, the moon like Lord Chaitanya, he dissipates the darkness within the heart. Now, the sun and the moon, they dissipate the darkness. But if there is a deep dark cave, the sunshine and the moonshine can't reach and the cave still remains dark. But the moon like Lord Chaitanya, he dissipates the darkness from the innermost recesses of the heart. So that is the first comparison of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the moon, and the three effects of moon basically are described. So we'll discuss one by one, and I'll describe three pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Chandra in relationship to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So antaradhvant chayam samast jagatam unmulayanti hatat. The Lord is dissipating the darkness from the innermost recesses of the heart. So we know that how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was hardcore Mayavadi, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy transformed him. And he became a great devotee. He, after becoming a devotee, he composed 100 verses spontaneously in glorification of the Lord. That is known as Shushlok Shatak. And he took only 24 minutes to compose, right? So he hit a century in 24 balls. Something like that, comparison. In 24 minutes, composed 100 verses in glorification of the Lord. Shatak, the great century. And the Lord was extremely pleased. And Gopinath Acharya was dancing, seeing such devotion of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then through Gopinath Acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, please invite the Lord to my home for prasad. And the Gopinath Acharya extended the invitation to the Lord, and the Lord agreed to come. Early in the morning, the Lord went to see Jagannath. When Jagannath was just, when the Jagannath is, you know, he saw the Jagannath rise from his bed. When Jagannath would be woken up. And the pujaris, they saw the Lord and they presented him with some mahagarland and some prasadam of Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya tied all that prasadam in his outer cloth and came to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. It was early in the morning. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was just rising from his bed. So Lord Chaitanya saw Lord Jagannath rising from the bed, and then he comes to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is rising from the bed. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, as he just got up, he spontaneously chanted Krishna Krishna. Krishna Krishna sphut kahi Bhattacharya jagila. Krishna Nama Shuni Prabhura Ananda Badila. So he chanted distinctly Krishna Krishna. Hearing that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. He was extremely pleased to hear, just as one is getting up, just chanting the name of the Lord. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya noticed the Lord is standing outside. He immediately rushed to receive him and gave him a sitting place, sit down, and sat in front of the Lord. The Lord opened his outer cloth एंड ही टुक द प्रसाद ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ एंड प्लेज इट इन द हैंड्स ऑफ सार्वभौमा भट्टाचार्य. व्हाट डिड सार्वभौमा भट्टाचार्य डू? एनी गेसेस? सॉरी, ही इमीडिएटली ऑनर्ड इट. ऑफकोर्स ही रिसाइटेड प्रेयर्स टू द प्रसादम. सो फर्स्ट ही रिसाइटेड टू प्रेयर्स टू द प्रसादम. शुष्कं परियुषितं वापि नीतं वा दुर्देशतः प्राप्तिमात्रेण भोक्तव्यं नात्र काल विचारण न देश नियमस्तत्र न काल नियमस्तथा प्राप्तम अन्नम दुतम शिष्टैर्भोक्तव्यं हरिरब्रवीत. शुष्कं परिषितं वापि नीतं वा दुर्देशतः. इवन इफ द महाप्रसाद इज स्टील, इट हैज कम फ्रॉम अ लॉन्ग प्लेस, इट बिकम ड्राइड, स्टिल एज सून एज वन रिसीव्स महाप्रसाद वन शुड इमीडिएटली ऑनर इट. न देश नियमस्तत्र न काल नियमस्तथा. देर आर नो रूल्स गवर्निंग, देर आर नो रूल्स ऑफ टाइम प्लेस सर्कमस्टांसिस एंड ऑल दैट, स्पेशली नो रूल्स ऑफ टाइम एंड प्लेस या मैंशनड हियर. एज सून एज वन रिसीव्स महाप्रसाद वन शुड इमीडिएटली ऑनर इट. दिस इज द ऑर्डर ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. हरिर अब्रवीत. What a beautiful order, bringing great joy, right? Such a nice order the Lord has given. As soon as you receive Mahaprasad, just honor it, right? So just honor it. No, don't think what is the time, what is the place and so on. Just honor it. These are verses from scriptures, Padma Puran. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya recited and he immediately honored, immediately ate the Mahaprasad. And this act brought such great ecstasy to Lord Chaitanya. Unbounded ecstasy. Why? Because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he had just gotten up, he had not brushed his teeth, he had not taken bath, and he has not done his Gayatri Sandhya. So it's mentioned specifically that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he had not done any of this morning duties. This was his principles. So without brushing teeth, without taking bath, without doing Gayatri, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya honored Mahaprasad of the Lord, this brought unbounded happiness to the Lord. To the extent, the Lord started saying, Ajimu iya nayase jininu tribhuvan, Ajimu ikarinu vaikuntha arohan. He said, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, today I have conquered the three worlds. Today I have ascended to Vaikuntha. You may say, what brings Lord so much ecstasy? I didn't know that if without brushing teeth, without taking baths, without doing Gayatri, one eats, that makes Lord Chaitanya happy. I have done many times, but I never knew. So, of course, you know, we have to see the culture of the place. We have been raised in the culture of bad tea and so on. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had never ever taken a sip of water in his life without brushing teeth, taking bath or doing Gayatri. Today, for the first time ever in his old age, he honored the Mahaprasad of the Lord without doing all the morning duties. So therefore, seeing the faith of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in the mercy of the Lord and not just in the external rituals. Seeing this genuine transformation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Lord became ecstatic. He says, today I have conquered the three worlds. Today I have ascended to Vaikuntha. Ajimo rapunna hoila sarva abhilash. All my desires have been fulfilled. Can you imagine? Lord Chaitanya, the most merciful avatar, he is saying, today I have conquered the three worlds, today all my desires have been fulfilled, Today I have ascended to Vaikuntha because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has faith in the mercy of the Lord. He has given up all pretensions and without any kind of duplicity accepted the mercy of the Lord. So therefore, one person has become a pure devotee without pretension. And Prabhupada would say that if I can make one pure devotee, Srila Saraswati Thakur would say, if we can make one pure devotee, I would consider my mission to be successful. This statement by the Acharyas. So here, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, without pretension, he accepted the mercy of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. To the extent he started dancing, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started dancing along with him. Can you imagine? The Lord has just arrived early in the morning and gave some Mahaprasad, and without brushing teeth, without taking bath, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya ordered Mahaprasad, and both are dancing. Just imagine the scene. So, therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says that this is all by the mercy of the Lord, that all the ignorance within the hearts of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was dissipated by the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, he could honor this Mahaprasad and place his faith more in the mercy of the Lord than in the external rituals. So this is one pastime about the antar dhant chayam samast jagatam unmulayanti hatat. Then prema nandra sambudhim nirvadhim prodvelayanti balat. The second effect of moon is it causes great tidal waves to rise in the ocean. As we understand that the moon is, when there is a full moon, there is a high tide. So the full moon of Lord Chaitanya causes high tides of love of Godhead to rise within the heart. It's the second effect of the moon. So it describes, again I am narrating the second pastime of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So, since this beautiful bhajan has been written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Sridhu Ashtakam, so I have specifically selected the pastimes of this verse in relation to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Although we can have so many pastimes from Chaitanya Charitamrita for each, to illustrate each line. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who now has become a Vaishnava in his old age, is playing water sports in the Narendra Sarovar. Now, we have another scene, right? The curtain closed and now the curtain open, a different setting now, going to another pastime. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take his devotees to bathe in Narendra Sarovar. And sometimes the devotees would play water sports. What kind of sports? Splashing water into each other's eyes. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, imagine he's the guru of the Vedantists. If anyone would take a photograph of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and circulate, he will lose all his reputation. Right? So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is playing water sports in the Narendra Sarovar. Dui dui jane meli kare jal ran. So, Lord divided into pairs. It's a pair game. So, all the devotees, they made pairs and they would have water sports, water fight. Dui dui jane meli kare jalaran keha hari keha jine prabhu kare darshan. So now someone is winning, someone is losing, and referee is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Right? So the water sports is going. So Lord is overseeing. Who is winning? Who is getting defeated? Advaita Nityanande Jal Phela Pheli. So one pair is Advaita and Nityananda. Acharya Hariya Pache Kare Gala Gali. So Nityananda Prabhu defeated Advaitacharya and Advaitacharya started giving Gali to him. Right? That is unfair way of defeating and so on. Right? So there is a verbal fight between the two. Right? So this is a special sweetness in the Lord's pastimes. Vidyanadi Rajal Keli Sarupera Sane. Pundrik Vidyanadi is fighting with Sarup Damodar Goswami. Gupta Datta Jal Keli Kare Dui Jane. Murari Gupta is paired with Vasudev Datta. Shivasa Sahita Jal Khele Gadadar. Raghava Pandita Sane Khele Vakreshwar. Okay, understood. Shivas Thakur is paired with Gadadhar. Raghava Pandit is paired with Vakreshwar Pandit. Sarvabhauma Sangh Khele Ramananda Rai. Now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is paired with Ramananda Rai. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attention specially went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in this water sports. So therefore, there is a special mention of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Sangh Khele Ramananda Rai Gambhirya Gela Dohar Haila Shishu Pray. So they both gave up their gravity. They both are very grave. They both are instructors of the Lord Himself. Right? The Lord heard from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, He heard from Ramananda Rai also. So these both are like, you know, in a position that they were instructing Lord Chaitanya, so very grave personality. So when Lord saw both of them playing, Mahaprabhuta Dohar Chanchalya Dekhiya Gopinathacharya Kichu Kahena Hasiya. So Lord started laughing. And he called Gopinath Acharya. He said, look, these two are very grave personalities. They are very authoritative persons. They are my instructor. They should not play like this. Lord is saying. So, Pandita Gambhir Duhe Pramanika Jan. This is what the Lord is saying. They are both very learned, very grave, and very authoritative persons. पंडित गंभीर दुहे प्रमाणिक जन बाल चंचल्य करे करह वर्जन. They are behaving like children. Go stop them. गोपीनाथ कहे तो मां कृपा महासिंधु उच्छलित करे यबे तार एक बिंदु. He said, my lord, your mercy is like great ocean. They have received one drop from that ocean. A drop of mercy can drown even mountains like Meru and Mandhar. Right? Now, Meru is how many yojanas? 1,000 yojanas. Right? Meru, the Meru Parvat. 8,000 miles high. Or 1,001 lakh, we'll have to check it out. So, the cosmology is very high mountain. Meru, so your mercy can drown these huge mountains. They too are just very small hills. They are drowned in your mercy. And Gopinath Acharya says, Shushkatar kakhali khaite janmagela yaar tare lila mrit piyao e kripa tumar. He said, my lord, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has been eating dry oil cake. Dry oil cake means you extract the oil from the seed. And what remains behind is hard. It's nothing like cake. It's like, you know, it's hard oil mass. Right? After you extract the oil, the hard seed mass. Just, you can't even break with your teeth. It's very hard. So that, or very hard dry chapati, something like that. He has been eating all these hard dry, you know, lump of this food. Tasteless throughout his life. Now he is drinking the nectar of Krishna Bhakti. I think we should not stop them. Right? So let him be drowned in the ocean of mercy and continue to taste the sweet mellows of water sports, the loving reciprocation with the devotees. So, number of pastimes describe that how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, by the mercy of the Lord, who was addicted or who had just tasted this dry, tasteless foodstuff, now by the mercy of the Lord, he at every moment he tasted the great sweet nectarian mellows of Krishna consciousness. Prema Anandra Sambudhim Nirvadhim Prodvelayanti Balat. So that is the mercy of the moon-like Lord Chaitanya. Third is Vishvam Sheetalayanti Teva Vikalam Tapatrne Nanisham. So the Lord gives the moon-like Lord Chaitanya. Third effect is Vishvam Sheetalayanti. The whole universe finds soothing coolness. Moon is known to give cooling effect. So the whole world, which is burning by the Tap Tray, the threefold miseries, can find the cooling sensation, the relief from the threefold misery, and the pleasing cooling sensation by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. This is the third effect. So, a third pastime in relation with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. All the devotees, they had come to Jagannath Puri, and they would, from Bengal, and they would have a lot of festivities with the Lord, and they would invite the Lord every day. Some other devotee, Advaita Acharya, would invite one day, Shivas Thakur another day, Shivanand Sen another day. In this way, one by one, the devotees would invite. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya did not get a chance. So after all the devotees went back, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya approached the Lord and he said, "My Lord, now for one full month, please come my home for prasad." Ebe more ghare bhiksha karaha masubhari. Full month, now please accept my invitation. Last one full month you didn't come to my home for prasad. Now since all the devotees have returned, it's my opportunity to serve you. Please accept one full month invitation to come my home for prasadam. Ebe more ghare bhiksha karaha masbhari. Prabhu kahe dharma nahe karite na pari. Lord said, well, it is not the religious principle of a sannyasi to daily go to one house and honor prasad. Therefore, I can't do that. Sarvabhauma kahe bhiksha karaha bish din. Prabhu kahe ehi nahi yati dharma chin. He said, okay, except for 20 days. If not daily, if your principles are violated, if principles are violated, that, you know, sannyasi should not go daily, 20 days you can come. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya suggested a bypass dharma. You know, a little bit, okay, some adjustment can be made. Your dharma should not be violated. But come for 20 days. In between you may give a break. May not come in between. Lord said, well, this is not the religious principle again. Sarvabhauma kahe puna din panchadash. Okay, my Lord, 15 days. Come for 15 days. Prabhu kahe tumara bhiksha ek divas. So just a beautiful transcendental negotiation is going on. 30 days, not the no way. 20 days is not the principle of a sannyasi. 15 days, panchadash, one day, the Lord said. I'll come one day. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya claps the Lord's lotus feet. No, my Lord. At least come for a week. And so on. So finally, gradually the Lord settled for 5 days. I'll come 5 days to your house for prasad. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, okay, please begin tomorrow. So it was late in the evening, and the Lord said, fine, I'll come tomorrow. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his wife, they started preparing in the morning. एंड लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही कम्स इन द आफ्टरनून एंड लॉर्ड चैतन्य ही सीज द प्रेपरेशन मेड बाय सर्वभौम भट्टाचार्य एंड हिज वाइफ एंड ही सेज देयर आर हंड्रेड्स ऑफ प्रेपरेशन मेड. Lord was astonished to see. He said, well, we just agreed yesterday night only. Looks like you have been preparing for a month. Oh, hundreds of preparation. And all that was prepared from morning till afternoon. In 6 hours. Alaukik ehi sab anvyanjan dui prahare bhitare kaise haila randhan. Lord said, such amazing feast. Such extraordinary preparations. How could you do it in 2 prahars, in 6 hours, morning 6 to 12? How could you do that in 6 hours? Lord gives, he gives a further insight. Even if 100 people on 100 stoves, they begin cooking parallelly, they can't prepare such a feast. शत चूला ए शत जन पाक यदि करे तबु शिग एत द्रव्य रांधिते न पारे. 100 पीपल कांट डू इट ऑन 100 स्टोव्स विच टू ऑफ यू हैव डन. लॉर्ड इज सरप्राइज. सो देयरफॉर व्हाट वी अंडरस्टैंड इज दैट अमेजिंग वंडर्स कैन हैपन बाय द मर्सी ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो द इट इज It's the Lord is coming and His mercy is there. So many great things, many great wonders we can witness in the life of the devotees, in our own lives also, if we take shelter of the Lord's mercy. So the Lord praises that. This is simply amazing. I just can't understand how you could do it. Your life is successful. You have prepared such wonderful feast for Lord Krishna. Right? So he started glorifying. And then he said, now give me a little. That was our Lord Chaitanya would ask for. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, my Lord, please sit here. And he gave a wooden seat to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, which was the seat used by Lord Krishna. And the Lord objected. He said, well, this asana belongs to the Lord. How can I sit on this? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, well, if you can take the Mahaprasad, which is also the Prasad of the Lord, this Anna, then seat is also the Prasad of the Lord. Why can't you accept this Prasad if you can't accept that Prasad? And Lord said, you are right. Prabhu kahe bhala kaile shastra agya hai, Krishna rasa kala shesha bhritya ashwadai. He said, right. The scripture says all kind of Mahaprasad of the Lord can be partaken by the devotees. And then Lord quotes a beautiful verse from 11th canto. Tayo upabhukta sragagandha vaso alankara charchita uchishta bhojino dasas tavamayam jayemahi. By honoring the Mahaprasad of the Lord, tayo upabhukta, what has been enjoyed by the Lord, whether it is flowers, whether it is incense, whether it is his ornaments, his clothes, or his Mahaprasad an, the eatables. By honoring any of these remnants or all of these remnants, your devotees can conquer over your illusory energy. That is the power of just honoring the remnants, the Mahaprasad of the Lord. So Lord, he recites this verse and sits down on the wooden seat. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya places all of that Mahaprasad. Lord says, I can't have so much. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, well, as Lord Jagannath, you eat 56 items 52 times a day. This is just a morsel. So please accept it. So like that. So, and the Lord, he is controlled by his devotees. And the Lord began honoring. And there comes his son-in-law, Sarma Bhattacharya, son-in-law, Amogha. Now, Amogha Sarma Bhattacharya was aware that this person is blasphemer, he may come. He was guarding, but as soon as he went to serve, Amogha came and he said, so much, one sannyasi eating so much. And Sarma Bhattacharya looked back with a stick in hand and he started running. Amogha started running. Sarma Bhattacharya is running behind to beat him. And somehow he ran away and Sarma Bhattacharya is hurling abuses, giving him all kind of galis from behind. And in great distress, Sarma Bhattacharya returned back. And he started lamenting, my Lord, please forgive me. I invite you to my home and had you blasphemed. Sarma Bhattacharya's wife, she started, pounding her chest and or her head with her hand and started loudly saying, may my daughter become a widow. So seeing the distress of both of them, the Lord consoled them. He said, no, don't, never mind. Actually, what Amogha said that this much prasad easily 10, 12 people can easily have. The Lord said, what he said was not wrong actually. This much prasad can be easily taken by 10, 12 people. So he didn't blaspheme. Don't worry. What he said is just right. You see how magnanimous the Lord is. He just takes the good part. He neglected all the envious intention. So what was said was with a great envious intention. But the Lord just took the good part. Putana came to feed milk, the poison. The Lord just neglected that envy, that poison. Just took the good part. So herein also, the Lord neglected all those envious intentions, the jealousy. He said this can be eaten by 10, 12 persons. And he's right. So no prad on his part. So you don't feel so much bad about it. I have come to honor prasad. Serve me. I'll have it. So the Lord, he honored the entire Mahaprasad to their satisfaction. Just imagine you go to someone's house and someone says, hey, look, petu kitna khata hai. Ye log, is kaun wale kitna khata hai, some relative comments. You had heard only. So if you hear such as from some commenter like this, can we of any of us honor anything further? We can't. But the Lord, he just honored everything very nicely, satisfied Sarma Bhattacharya, Sarma Bhattacharya's wife. I said, no aparad, no offense, consoled. But they both were in great distress. They went and still Sarma Bhattacharya was saying, my Lord, please forgive me, I have been offensive, it's my great offense. And they both started fasting. They would not take anything. And their son-in-law, next day morning, the news came that he got cholera. He's been dying out of cholera. They both became happy. Their providence is helping us. We could not do because he's a Brahmana. I cannot kill him. He deserves to be killed for offending the Lord. But I could not do that, Sarma Bhattacharya said. Providence is helping me now. So Gopinath Acharya came to visit Lord Chaitanya and said, Gopinath, what's happening with Sarbhauma? Said, both husband and wife are fasting and their son-in-law Amogha is dying of cholera. So Lord immediately became concerned. He went to immediately Amogha and put his hand on Amogha's chest. He said, your heart is a fit place for Krishna to reside. Why have you given this envy, this witch-like envy, a place in your heart? Get up and chant the holy name of the Lord. So Amogha immediately became enlivened. All his envy went away and he started chanting the holy name of the Lord. And he became a devotee. And in great remorse, he started slapping himself left, right, left, right. His cheek became swollen. And Gopinath Acharya had to hold his arms. Okay, that's enough, I think. And then immediately, Lord Chaitanya came to house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And he said, Sarvabhauma, why are you so angry with just a boy? He's just a boy, He's being maintained by you. Your palak, he's just like your son. Don't be angry with him. The father should not be so disturbed by a child's mistake. Now he has become a devotee. And Krishna forgives all the mistakes of devotee. Now you forgive him and accept him. And the Lord, he consoled Sarva Bhattacharya and he said, now give up all your fasting, take bath. No, he didn't give the Mahaprasad in the hand. Take bath, take darshan of Lord Jagannath and honor Mahaprasad. Till you do that, I am not going, I am sitting here. And Sarva Bhattacharya, he offered his obeisances. He said, my Lord, you don't have to wait. I am going taking bath, taking darshan of Jagannath. We both will have Mahaprasad, you please go. But he said, no, I want to see. No, you don't have to wait. Okay, Govindacharya, you be here. And you have to report back. You have to report back that Sarva Bhattacharya has honored Mahaprasad. So therefore, in this way, Lord Chaitanya shows his mercy to Sarva Bhattacharya, who was in great agony. Tapatne nanimisham. Sarvabhauma grihe bhunjan sonindakam mamogakam angi kurvan sutam chakre gaura swam bhakti vashyatam. So Kavirat Goswami described, Lord Chaitanya, although being criticized at the house of Sarva Bhattacharya by his son-in-law, still he accepted amogha, still he honored the Mahaprasad because he is controlled by his devotees. He cannot withstand the distress of his devotees. So unable to withstand the distress of Sarva Bhattacharya, the Lord made Amogha also a great devotee and forgave all the offense and in this way stole away the distress of Sarva Bhattacharya. So in this way, the Lord is extremely merciful. Right? Parama Sadhai, Kaviraj Goswami says, the moon-like Lord is extremely merciful and may His mercy destroy the darkness within the recesses of our heart. May His mercy cause the tidal wave of love of Godhead to arise and also steal away all the distress, right? Tapu Trayan An Misham, and award pure love of Krishna, the genuine blessings. जय श्री गौरंग महाप्रभु की जय श्रील सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे थैंक यू वेरी मच हरे कृष्णा